You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
We begin July with the stop in my corner fire hydrant.
You would open it every summer.
That is from the Broadway cast recording of In the Heights, Lin-Manuel Miranda's first musical before he created Hamilton. And next summer, the movie version is coming out. They're shooting it right now, as a matter of fact. But you don't have to wait a year to enjoy this Tony Award-winning musical. You can head to Saugatuck. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is with us now for another edition of Theater Talk as we check out new productions from professional theater companies around Michigan. So, In the Heights in Saugatuck?
That's right, at the Mason Street Warehouse, which, if you haven't been there, it's a terrific theater. Kurt Stams, the artistic director, he works on Broadway, and so...
Oh, I bet he knows people.
Yes, and he brings people in every summer. It's the show that Lin-Manuel Miranda kind of became famous for before Hamilton. The story is set over the course of 3 days, and it features Hispanic Americans in Washington Heights section of Manhattan. Some people refer to this as the Hispanic version of Rent. I think that's a little simplistic.
Okay.
But it is a very strong musical, and Miranda has a wonderful knack, as you know, of blending musical genres. It's not all just the introduction of hip-hop. He's such a student of classic Broadway going back to the 30s. So there's influences here of West Side Story. There's influences with Rent. And it's become very popular to do in high schools too. But I haven't seen this. Our critics have. I'm going to see it this weekend, I think. But so far, I very heartily recommend it.
And it's running until July 14th, so there's plenty of time to plan a visit. And now we go to the Barn Theater in Augusta with a real crowd pleaser.
Yeah, they are in the midst of a production, Putnam County Spelling Bee. This is a fan favorite kind of show. It's done in regional theaters and schools for some time now. This, of course, is about high school students finding their way and their voices as adolescents during the spelling bee. And they each have their family and social issues all explored against this backdrop. It's a charming show with great tunes. Let's hear one.
You know what? Guess what? I have a gentle personality, which you'll all agree is anathema to my more aggressive family. Everyone keeps swatting.
Dumb kid.
Everyone keeps yelling.
Dumb kid!
How could a flea such as me think he'd be good at spelling?
It is fun. It is fun. And it's a perfect summer feel-good kind of show, right?
Yeah, and that runs until June 30th at the Barn in Augusta.
All right. And now we are turning to some non-summer theater, starting with Encore Music Theater in Dexter. They always do interesting and fun things.
Encore Musical Theater in Dexter has really become, carved out a specialty of what I would say the old school musical. Now, this is a old school with a wrinkle. It's Crazy for You, which is a George and Ira Gershwin musical. And it's based on a 1930 musical that they wrote called Girl Crazy. But in the early 90s, some folks got a hold of the script and brought in some other Gershwin music. So it's kind of an adapted, but it's a wonderful old school thing. And has just the kind of Gershwin songs that make you sing in it on the way out of the theater.
Well, here's a reminder of just how much the Gershwins have contributed to the Great American Songbook.
The way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key.
I know you just love this music, don't you? I can just see you lighting up as you listen to this.
I do, and here's the other thing. Matthew Brennan, who's the associate artistic director at Encore, he directed and choreographed this, and he's playing the lead. He's around 30, but he has this wonderful throwback kind of performance style. He reminds me a little bit of Fred Astaire. He's only 30, but he has this old school way about him that's really delightful.
Fits perfectly. Well, that sounds great. And we have some summer Shakespeare to talk about.
We do. It tis the season. So Richard III, which is actually my favorite Shakespeare play, Interlaken will be opening its season this coming weekend with that. And then I also want to warm up people to the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, which will start, and that's around the corner. And so I urge you to go to their website to arrange your tickets. They are opening with Two Gentlemen of Verona. That's on July 13th in Jackson at the Jackson County Community College Theater Space. And then they will continue what they've been doing. They're going to do their run of shows in Jackson, and then they're going to move it to Canton, to the Cherry Hill Theater there, which is both beautiful facilities.
And there's no excuse for anyone in Southeast Michigan not to get to either Jackson or Canton. It's all doable. And David, you've talked a lot about the quality productions over four seasons from the Detroit Public Theater. And as they get ready for their fifth season, they've got some pretty exciting news.
They sure do. So the Detroit Public Theater, they definitely have something to celebrate. 2 years ago, the theater, which is 4 years old, they commissioned a play from Grand Rapids playwright Noah Heidel called Birthday Candles.
I remember you talking about that.
Yes.
On this program.
Yeah. It's about a woman who sees her life unfold as the life that she did not intend to live through her landmark birthdays, all the way to her 100th birthday. And the play has been picked up by Broadway producer and will be done next year at the American Airlines Theater, starring Deborah Messing. And she's of Will and Grace fame. And
it's great.
It's awesome. Their leadership is very smart and they're very connected. And in fact, the director, they have a lot of New York connections. And so the director who directed the play in Detroit is also going to direct it in New York. So it's a great, they've come such a long way in such a short time.
And Noah's a Michigan playwright, isn't he?
From Grand Rapids,
yes.
Right. And they have, and he's on their creative board. They also have Dominique Marceau on their creative board. So they have really put the whole thing together exceptionally well.
And it is a reminder for all of us what theaters, these regional professional theaters like the Detroit Public can be, which is an incubator for work that can wind up on Broadway.
It's very exciting for the Detroit Public. They really have become, you know, just a real source of pride, I think, for the city and its comeback.
That's pretty great. David Kiley, Encore Michigan. You can get details on all the productions he talked about. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.